Right now, there are still civilians that are trapped in the pockets of the old city where the fighting is continuing. Almost all of Mosul is liberated, but there are a few areas where the battle is still ongoing. We think that there are 2,000, perhaps even maybe 3,000 civilians who are still trapped in these areas. These are some of the most vulnerable people. There are elderly people, disabled people, children who got separated from their families when they were fleeing. The pictures of the people coming out, it's just heartbreaking. These are people who haven't had enough food for weeks, if not longer. Many of them are severely dehydrated. Almost all of them require medical attention and care. Right now, some of the families that are coming out, even as we speak, even today, are too weak even to walk across their front line. They have to be carried. The top priority for all of the humanitarians is to make sure that the civilians who are trapped make it out safely and that they're able to receive the assistance they need. The second priority for the UN is to continue to provide the protection and assistance that the more than 700,000 civilians who have left the city need. Since the fighting started in October 2016, 930,000 civilians have fled the city.
And can the UN and its partners cope? I mean, what resources do you desperately need in order to be able to manage the sheer volume of people and suffering?
When the United Nations and our partners worked with the government, our worst case scenario was that 1 million civilians would be impacted and that 750,000 people would flee. We exceeded our worst case. And yet, at every step, we've been just ahead of the crisis. That's because of the very generous support we've received from the international community and because the Iraqi security forces put civilian protection at the center of the battle plan and because the Iraqi government has played the leading role in the humanitarian operation. All that being said, we are now faced with the following situation. The fighting is nearing the end in Mosul, but the humanitarian crisis continues. We've received only 43% of the funding that we asked for.
I mean, how does the UN now plan for this very difficult first phase of reconstruction? There must be concerns about reprisal attacks and Daesh fighters who've blended into the civilian population.
There's no question that as Daesh has weakened, they have increasingly resorted to tactics like using civilians as human shields. We also expect that there will be a very sharp rise in asymmetric attacks. All of that's a reality. We also know that the process of reconciliation is a long process. It's a hard process. There's a risk of social tension. There's a risk of sectarian violence. There's a risk of retaliation, and there's a risk of retribution. All of these things we are aware of. The approach that the United Nations Development Program, which manages the funding facility for stabilization on behalf of the government and the coalition, the approach that we're taking is getting basic services operating in the areas that are retaken. That means getting the electricity grid up and functioning, that the water systems are functioning, sewage systems are functioning, all aimed at giving people confidence that their government is there for them. That's the aim of immediate stabilization. In the 15 neighborhoods that are heavily damaged, 32,000 houses have been destroyed. Our focus going forward is going to be getting the systems, the public utilities, the public goods up and functioning and helping to repair those houses.